7. Belief and disbelief. 1. I can easily believe it.
2. I don't doubt your words.
3. I think what you said is true.
4. I'm convinced of his honesty.
5. I'll take your word for it.
6. I have complete faith in what he said.
7. Did you really?
8. I know better than that.
9. It can't be true.
10. You can't be serious.
Dialogue 1. Have you heard about Alice and David?
No. Have they had another fight?
No, they've gotten engaged.
You must be joking. Those two?
Well, my dear, I didn't believe it either. But I got straight from the horse's mouth. David called me this morning.
So when did this all happen?
Last weekend, while they were on their ski trip.
Well, I believe it now. And when are they getting married?
Next June.
I can hardly believe it. Dialogue 2. We scored 6 goals.
I don't believe it.
And I scored 3 of them.
You're not serious.
We had extra time, of course.
I can believe that. Dialogue 3. Have you heard about Paul?
No. What?
He's gotten a promotion.
You're kidding.
Nope. They made him vice president in charge of sales.
Oh, I don't believe it. He's only been with the company for 2 years.
Well, it's true. The board met last Friday, and they chose Paul.
Well, good for him.
Dialogue 4. Excuse me, sir. May I come in? Mike, you're late again.
I'm sorry, but my sister was ill, so I...
Do you think I believe a story like that?
But it's true.
How can I believe it if the same excuse was used twice within a week?
That's coincidence.
Okay, hold it. Remember to be punctual next time.
I promise I will.
You'd better.
Dialogue 5. What do you think of Dr. Thompson?
I feel confident of his ability to cure my daughter's disease.
How can you be so sure?
I can tell from the way he spoke to us.
Never believe his words.
Dialogue 6. My goodness! She is 30 seconds faster than the world record in the 5,000-meter race.
Excuse me? What did you say?
A Chinese girl has broken the world record in the Olympic Games.
That's incredible. I can't believe it.
You have to. It's sure.
How amazing. Dialogue 7. Susan wrote me a letter.
What did she say?
She got a master's degree, and now she is going for her doctorate.
Really? I can't believe it.
It's not a surprise, is it? She has always been a hard-working student.
But I think a master's degree is good enough for a girl. When I was told that Frank was getting married, I could hardly believe my ears, because Frank was so satisfied with his free single life that he didn't want to be committed to anyone. So my first response to the news was, "Is he really?" But later I was convinced by their romance. Frank met his fiancée on a holiday in Spain, and they fell in love almost at the first sight. But the girl was as relaxed and as independent as he was. Therefore, it took quite a while for their relationship to reach that place. If it hadn't been for their story, I wouldn't have believed love at first sight.